It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Karam Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
All right, question of the day as I get down this birthday cake.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, man.
It is not my birthday. Not yet, at least. You know, it is not Earth Day.
Someone else's cake?
Nah, you know, around here they got the...
There's cake for everything.
They do the... Yeah, cake for everything. That is one of the good things about working in an office, especially where there's that kind
there's
of structure.
There's cake. Yeah, so what they doing, they celebrating all the April birthdays.
At the same time. Yeah. That's right. And so there's a
Which
big old
Which is cool.
Cake.
Yeah. I don't think they ever did that before.
Well, they did it last month and I got an email and they go, 10:30. Oh, cool. Cool, yeah,
you can go get some cake.
Everything is between 10 and 2.
That helps a lot. Thanks for the email.
Yeah, but there's always someone in the office that is in charge of getting the cake, and that is not a useless job.
No, brings us
to our question of the day. Inspired by the fact that the NFL implementing Hawkeye technology. Sony has, you know, done this Hawkeye technology you've seen in tennis a whole bunch.
Yeah.
In identifying where the ball lands, whether it's in or out. And the NFL is going to utilize this when it comes to their measurements, right? So the chain gain is not fully gone, but their importance is being a little bit minimized.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to see this season for the NFL the chain gang bring the chains out to the middle of the field and then do the chain measurement to see.
Right. Y'all stand right there. We'll let you know if we need you.
That's right. We're look up to the video board to see Hawkeye technology, where they are, what's the actual measurement here.
Yeah.
Which, funny enough, I don't think that this actually spots the ball, though. I think you still have the spotting of the ball happening in the same way, but at least the Hawkeye technology will take the ball.
Yeah, yeah.
They will take the spot of the ball, and then they will take the where the chains are supposed to be, and the Hawkeye technology will do that there. But at the very least, the most visible part where the chain game runs out to the field, that part of their job is going away.
Yeah.
And that got you thinking, what are the most useless or pointless jobs out there? 713-572-4610. But I'm going to have a second part of this that I think is more fun. I am going to argue in favor of the jobs that that people view as useless.
You're just being contrary today.
Yes, I will be a contrarian. But I feel like, look, there's some of these jobs that we're not giving enough credit for.
No, I get it. And you don't want to ever cast aspersions on somebody trying to make a buck, but there are some useless and pointless jobs.
All right.
In my view.
I convince me of such.
I think I know what John about to say.
Convince
man.
Me of such,
I'll
John
wait for
Lopez.
You on this one.
Well, okay, so one of them is probably a little controversial and might get me canceled, and actually somebody mentioned it on the text board already. Walmart greeters.
The greeters
okay,
in the stores?
Okay, that's the one.
Well, I got another one. Because here's the thing. I get the concept of a Walmart greeter, but have they really made Walmarts more welcoming and friendly?
Yes.
No, they have not.
Yes.
Walmarts are not welcoming and friendly.
When you walk in that door, it is. That sweet old lady, like, how you doing, baby?
But
like,
then
I
what
need
happens?
That. I need that.
But then what happens?
Then you're in a Walmart.
See,
fist fights in the aisles.
See, I look at them as undercover security.
Maybe.
A little bit. Them people not stopping no show.
I know, but it's still like a thing where they can at least ID the person
Let
if they walk
know.
Out. Yeah, because if it's nobody right there,
yeah.
then it's a free for all then.
But like, if you go to a restaurant and there's a... they don't call them greeters, but whatever the person, you know, if they,
like a hostess
or host, they make you feel like, all right, this is a welcoming, you know, comfortable environment. And it tends to be that in a restaurant, you know, very nice. This is a nice night. You go to Walmart and there's a greeter. And then, like I said, there's fist fights. There's crap all over the aisles. There's, you know, boxes.
They're supposed to do all the work.
It's not real welcoming and friendly is all I'm saying.
Also, you talking about fist fights like every single Walmart at any given time has fist fights being happening at times.
I mean,
at Walmart.
I think it's over 50% of the time. I'm exaggerating, but it's a lot. And then the other one might be, maybe I'm trying too hard, but I think it's kind of useless and pointless right now. Paparazzi. Dude, everybody has a phone.
I actually think you have a decent point here.
Yeah. Everyone has a phone.
Well, on top of that,
yeah,
and in a different way, people have phones. The people that paparazzi would typically mm-hmm. be accosting are celebrities, where they just be putting their mess out there on
anyway,
social media.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to get to the mess, if mm-hmm. you are so inclined to view that, just hop on the social media platform of your choosing, and you'll get enough of that mess. So I do think that you're actually onto something there. I don't have much
we don't need paparazzi
in the ways of defense
yeah.
for the paparazzi.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, it was one I was thinking of, and this is where I side with Reggie. This mm-hmm. I feel like this job is a little more important than what people think. And I got a lot of family that's in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
Mail carriers.
Okay.
Oh, elite.
They are, yeah. I feel like, because I know we always had the conversation like, oh, do we really need mail carriers and all that type of stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they are very important, man. And I could be biased because... hell, I was almost a mail carrier. If I would have became a mail carrier, I probably wouldn't be here to this day.
You were a nice, good government job.
Yeah, man.
Y'all are going to make me fight with y'all, aren't you? I respect the mail carriers.
Even, ain't no way. Not in a world. I'm not going to let you get to the place where you're trying to...
See,
in a world where
before.
We are doing...
This is what I thought he was about to say.
Yeah. Brother, in a world where we're doing more and more online shopping, you yourself
hold on.
Are an online shopper.
Hold on.
Are you for real?
Salute to all the mail carriers out there.
Ain't no way he's about to do
this. Listening right now on your route.
Salute to the mail carriers. I could not have more respect.
Salute to my sister.
I could not have more respect for Amy. Amy's I know her by name. I got her a Christmas present this year. I love the mail carriers.
Where's the butt?
Here's my point. Everything you can do via the U.S. mail, you can do elsewhere. Everything. Literally everything.
You don't get me out here caper for the USPS? Is that what you're about to do?
Name something that the USPS does. I love you, that you can't do somewhere else with another,
they
with
work
another company.
Damn near 7 days a week now.
I know.
Deliver to every single location in the United States.
Can do that with FedEx, UPS.
Nah, they be dropping their stuff off.
No, that's just your opinion, man.
No, dog. Like, they be dropping their stuff.
They ain't coming through with them checks.
Not in all the places.
You can send checks via anything. Online checks. You can do it with...
Government checks.
Government checks. You can do it any way you want. All I'm saying is I respect their job, but the United States Postal Service is... basically unnecessary.
This man doing politics, he out here doing politics.
Basically unnecessary. All these little flyers you get, you get a bigger audience and you get more of them, you know, via online phones, or send them FedEx, UPS, whatever you want. I'm not saying I'm down on what they do. I respect it. I'm just saying it's unnecessary.
This man is a big city elite. Big city elite, not looking out for the small towns where only the USPS will deliver. That's crazy. Yeah.
I actually have a way of fixing this problem before we get to some of these texts. Turn every postal office, turn every postal office into a dispensary.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. They would make more money.
What you been smoking from that dispensary?
He's like,
man.
Less mail, more weed.
You already have the buildings.
Man, you sound like a hippie now.
Well, I'm not, but you already have the buildings. You could make more money.
Hey, dude, you know what they should do with the post office?
Every post office, turn it into a dispensary.
Hey, some post office are already
They already are.
You just don't know. From the 713, Salvation Army Santas. You're here to support the Salvation Army Santas, but he's like the post office out here, dog. Where are the little old ladies going to congregate during the middle of the day? Yeah. Huh?
I don't disagree that they're somewhat useless and pointless, but you got to think of the babies. The babies look forward to seeing them.
I was going to say that you need that visual reminder, I think, in that time period.
But the babies going into a store, they love it.
Yeah, I kind of got one that's close to this one and have to do with kids. Mm-hmm. I think the trick-or-treat and going house to house, I feel like that's kind of outdated now because they always do these trunk-or-treats and they do little events and stuff like that. I feel like the going to house
is not a job, per se.
Yeah, but I feel like it's a useless thing that might as well just... go without it at this point.
Somebody said turn every post office into a holding pen for Cowboys fans.
Somebody said, will they deliver the weed? See, it's a brilliant idea. Y'all got to think about it.
This was just an elaborate way for you to try and...
I don't even smoke weed.
You're trying to rebound.
I don't even smoke weed.
That's suspicious. That sounds like somebody
trying to get on the weed people side now.
but not the postal workers? I don't understand how that goes.
No, I'm on the postal worker side. I'm just saying it's an unnecessary thing.
I don't think that's at all. Yeah, shout out to the 231 who is a male person delivering in the freezing rain in northern Michigan. Oh, wow.
Ooh, man. Yeah, no, that's tough, man.
You can kiss every bit of my ass.
Yeah. I'm with you right there.
I'm trying to help mail carriers.
No, you're not.
I'm here for them.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Just like you're not here for the chain gang.
And they job got so much tough, too, since COVID. Because before then, I think they was making a lot of money. And now they got to work extra hard and... a lot of people are quitting and all that stuff. So, my sister personally be working from, seven to eight.
Respect.
Imagine
if she worked, nine to five at a dispensary. It'd be a lot easier.
Man, come on, man.
I want to talk more about this chain gang. So, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL. Because I do feel like there's been a lot of talk about this and some of the other changes that have been made in the NFL. We'll talk about that. But also, I do think that this has been overblown, this particular Hawkeye technology being put in. I'll tell you why next.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.